There. All done. Yes, I put her back in the car. She'll wake up in a few hours feeling a little under the weather. All she'll remember of us is a few hazy dreams of pleasure and pain. Of course I'm sure. Don't worry, my love. I've been doing this for a long time. Most people don't want to know we exist. That gives us far more power than you yet realize. That's it. I did make you a promise, after all. I said I would tell you about the others, and, look. I even got a ruler. Now be a good boy and listen to teacher. Our kind has existed for millennia. For as long as humans have walked the earth, we have been among them. Wolves stalking amongst the sheep. I don't know where we came from. Some of our kind have been around since the Roman Empire, perhaps even longer, but none are old enough to remember the birth of our race. I've heard theories, stories, even a few religions about our origins, but it doesn't really matter. We are. And that is enough. The others. By our nature, we are solitary predators, but a predator always knows another. When we meet, we always know. That tingle you feel in your skin when I draw near, that's not just my electric personality. That is the blood calling out to its own. When we do meet, anything can happen. Sometimes we fight, sometimes we fuck, sometimes we ignore each other. We are not some mass of demonic creatures, nor are we wholly solitary. We share much with the mortals we once were, just with far greater hungers. If you let that overwhelm you, then bad things tend to happen. If the humans ever realized we were real, well, it would make the Inquisition look like a family picnic. That's why we have to be careful with our food. Only kill once in a while as a special treat. I see you have a question. Ask. Yes, my love. You are mine. When one of our kind makes another, forges them from the blood of a mortal and their own, they are bound together. How long that bond lasts? Well, I've met some that stayed together for centuries. My sire and I did not. I once met a group, four generations of the same blood, sire and sired, passing the gift down to form their own little family group. They were fun to play with. Are you listening to me, my love, or are you staring at my breasts? You have to learn a little self-control, or you're never going to be able to risk going outside. Don't worry, though, I have a plan. You are going to sit there like a good boy, while I tease you shamelessly. You will not move unless I allow it, and if you're very good, I might let you touch me. If you can control yourself for that long, then I'll know you're making progress, and soon, my love, you and I will hunt together. But for now, you must learn control. You know, I rather enjoyed that. I see why teachers like these things. Now sit still while I have some fun. I think I should take off this dress, don't you? You know, since I'm plain teacher, why don't you try saying, "Yes, miss"? Oh, I like that. Let me strip off these straps, pull them down, and let the whole dress fall to the floor. It's better. I do love the feel of cool air against my naked skin. I used to strip down and go running through the forests. Sometimes I'd be seen and chased by a peasant, or even a city guard if I strayed too close. Sometimes I'd even let them catch me. Would you like me to tell you what I did with them? Good boy. I do appreciate an attentive student. Let me get myself nice and comfortable. There. Do you like the view, my love? Me lounging on this sofa, just out of reach. Good boy. No. Where was I? Ah, yes. Running naked through the woods, being chased by a city guard. I don't know what the poor man thought I was doing, but he had quite impressive stamina for a mortal. He must have chased me for 2, maybe 3 miles before I stumbled on a root. He found me lying all dirty on the ground. I don't think he knew where to look. I could hear the blood rushing away from his head and into far more entertaining parts of his body. It didn't take long to get him to admit he wanted me. It took a little longer to make him act on those urges, but when he did, first, I took him in my mouth. He was so worried he'd hurt me. At first, he was gentle and slow, but I took his hips in my hands and pulled him all the way down my throat. Oh, the noises of surprise he made. He got a lot rougher with me after that. Poor man. Probably thought he was in control, but he was dancing to my tune. He fucked me up against a tree. His need was so strong. His lust, his desperation to fell my cunt. Then I leaned in close and whispered, "Give it to me." He screamed as he came inside me, and I sank my teeth into his neck, the feel of him inside me, the taste of his blood on my lips. Exquisite. Did I kill him? No. But I wanted to. This is the control you need, my love. Would you like to hear another story? Good boy. I'm glad you're still paying attention. What tale should I tell you? Oh, I know. The time I bedded a queen. That was fun. Her husband was far too easy, but she was a challenge. Have you ever been to France, my love? No. Well, I must take you sometime. The French court was always among the most decadent, especially in those days. Throwing lavish parties, they would claim to be good Christians, but they sinned like true masters of the art. I found myself at a ball, a masquerade ball. Everyone was wearing masks, but it was so easy to tell who was important and who was not. I'd bedded the king a few days before. He'd been so disappointing, and I knew I had to show his wife a much better time than he would. Mm. Finding her wasn't hard. She had so many people begging for her attention, plus the guards trying to watch her subtly. After all, the king could take all the mistresses he wanted, but woe betide her if she wanted someone better. He was a hypocritical little shit. Anyway. I worked my way into the crowd around her and began to peel back the layers, taking down each person one by one, carefully drawing her attention to me. The slow hunt is by far the most satisfying, my love. Once I had her focus locked on me, I suggested a walk in the palace gardens to get away for a few minutes, take in the night air. She didn't think I knew who she was. I think she just wanted to be one of the girls for a while. We talked as we walked about husbands and her dissatisfaction. She was far more candid than a devoted queen should be. I took her into a maze at the heart of the garden. Her guard stopped following us. There was only one way in or out. They thought she was safe. I took her to the center. There was a statue there, some half-naked woman, and a marble bench. I sat down, took off her mask, and kissed her. She needed someone better than her husband. So did I, quite frankly. I pressed her down onto the bench and teased her cunt with my fingers. Not easy, given all those layers, but I was determined. She was so nervous. But I'm a good teacher, aren't I, my love? I pulled down my dress, let her kiss my breasts. It didn't take her long to ask if she could taste my cunt, though she was so sweet when she asked. We stripped each other as we kissed. Her heart was beating so fast, I half expected it to burst. When we were done, I pressed her back down and climbed on top of her. I expected her to be slow, but she wanted me. She was ravenous as she tasted me, and I laced my hand into her hair and pulled her deep to me. If I hadn't been worried about the guards, I would have screamed her name to the fucking night. When I came, it was such a release. I wanted to drain her dry, but first I owed her the best damn fucking of her life. I took her by the throat, pressed my fingers to her cunt, and fucked her like the eager whore she was. I tasted myself on her lips. She wanted to scream, but I kept my lips to hers as I pushed her over the edge. And then I kept fucking going. I don't think she'd ever really come before, and when I pushed her into her second orgasm in minutes, I don't think she could have screamed by then. My mouth moved down to her neck, my fangs extended. And I kissed her. I let my fangs retract. I wanted, needed to drain her, but I didn't. I wanted her to remember the one good fuck she'd had in her life, so I controlled my hunger. Do you understand, my love? Yes. Yes, the hunger can be wonderful, but it is ours to control. It must not control us. You cannot let yourself become some mindless beast. There are times to let yourself loose, wild and free and overwhelming, but there are also times to master your desires, delay your gratification, or even let it go forever. Wisdom will keep you alive, and pleasure will let you live. That is the control, the balance you will need. You have listened well, my love. I will give you time to think about what I've said, but first, come over here. You were so caught up earlier that you completely forgot that I didn't come when we ate. Do you want to remedy your mistake? Good boy. On your knees. Keep your hands behind your back. Use nothing but your mouth and tongue. And I don't want to feel those fangs. Keep your control. Make me come. And in a few nights, I'll take you hunting with me. Agreed? Good boy. Now get to work. Very good. Very good. Keep your control. Oh, good. That's it. Oh, good boy. Yes. Yes. Don't move your hands. Just your mouth and tongue. Oh, just your mouth and tongue. Oh. And remember, no fangs. I don't want to feel your fangs. Oh, just your mouth and tongue. Oh, good boy. Such a good boy. Aren't you good? You're such a good boy. You like this, don't you? You like making me happy. You enjoy my power over you. You like being mine. Almost there, my love. Almost there. Take me over the edge. Yes, my love. Oh, God. Yes, my love. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Oh, my love. Oh, my good boy. My good, good sweet boy. The sun will be up soon. Then, when you're ready, we will hunt.